Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, August 8th. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, the head of the FCC makes a stand against data slowdowns. The Pentagon keeps up with the times, and we check how tech stocks did on Wall Street to end the week. More after this.
Being in global sales, I never know where my job will take me. The last thing I need to worry about while traveling is outrageous data charges. That's why I switched to T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan. I get unlimited text and data in over 100 countries at no extra charge. No multiple SIM cards or international data plans. I just land, turn on my phone, and it works. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only. Subject to change. Capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobits per second. See T-Mobile.com for details and included destinations.
The Federal Communications Commission chairman spoke out again against telecoms that slow data speeds for certain customers. Tom Wheeler recently told Verizon to stop the practice, to which the telecom giant responded that it shouldn't have to because others still do it. The FCC head did not like that answer, saying Verizon was trying to avoid the matter by reframing the issue. Japan's biggest online retailer has made a move to broaden its presence in the U.S. Rakuten has acquired Slice. That's a U.S.-based e-commerce app which offers technology that analyzes user spending patterns and delivery choices. It mines email inboxes for receipts from retailers like Amazon and Nordstrom's, then consolidates their purchase histories. It also sends alerts about package shipments and can monitor price changes to help users obtain subsequent rebates. Slice is made up of around 70 employees. When news broke that the U.S. was starting airstrikes on Iraq militants, the method of letting the world know came through unexpected means, a tweet. Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby did the deed, then followed it up with a fuller statement via email, and of course it was posted on the Department of Defense's Facebook page. And between now and 2016, an increasing number of car makers will offer traffic jam assist systems that take over braking, steering, and acceleration for vehicles inching along in slow-speed traffic. The Journal's Joe White says the technology includes sensors that see what's ahead and around your vehicle.
It will lock in on the car in front of you, lock in on the lane markers to either side or the cars on either side, and basically steer itself and drive itself in a rush hour traffic situation.
Auto industry executives say they intend to offer systems that can robotically pilot a car at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour within about 5 years. Coming up, closing the gap on operating system usage.
If you don't have a will, the court may dictate what happens to your property and minor children. Don't let that happen. It's National Make-A-Will Month, so call or visit LegalZoom today for special pricing on wills and living trusts. LegalZoom has been helping people protect their families for over 13 years. They make it painless to get the legal help you need. Don't forget to enter WSJ in the referral box at checkout to save more. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm. Protect your family and future today at LegalZoom.com.
Android is still the most popular smartphone in the world, but Apple's iPhone is grabbing a bigger share of the global market. ComScore says Android's market share slipped to just under 52% in the latest quarter, while the iPhone share rose to just over 42%. BlackBerry's market share barely registers. The Nasdaq climbed 36 points to close at 4371, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 185 points to 16,553. We watched stock of NVIDIA following its latest earnings report where profits jumped. Today, the share price rose as well, nearly 9%. Shares of T-Mobile rose a fraction. Apple shares gained a fraction as well. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.